Hello and good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes through this journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and also, of course, to start your day. Every week we have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this week, and appropriately for the holiday season, the focus is spreading your angelic wings. So let's start by getting into the meditation position, by sitting with your feet flat on the floor, your back straight, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice, easily, effortlessly. And another nice, very deep breath all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, just releasing the breath. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way down to the center of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura, an electromagnetic energy field that contains everything in it from the past, present, and future as your mind and your heart are focused on. There are colors and images and all sorts of things in your aura bubble. And I want you to imagine the edge of this bubble, wherever it might be right now, adjust the edge of the bubble so that it is 18 inches all the way around you from your body. 18 inches over your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, in back of you, to the right, to the left, all around you. Very good. And imagine that it has an eggshell stiffness to it, that the edge has an eggshell stiffness to it. And it's a beautiful golden color vibration, a brilliant pearlescent golden vibration. And imagine outside of your aura bubble is a giant flaming wall, and it's burning from the ground all the way up to as tall or taller than you are. This burning flaming wall is about 3 feet out in front of you, outside of your bubble. And just take a nice few deep and easy breaths. The breath is the manna, the food, the nourishment of life, and all of creation and divine source. So the breath is important as you breathe in this life force energy and you exhale out those energies that you're ready to release, the toxins in your body that no longer are good for you or serve you. And then you bring in the breath of life, the manna, the nourishment of life once again as you inhale. And continuing with this breath, we're going to clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine. The chakras are energy centers that balance and help regulate your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. It's how you, as a human being, a spiritual being that has a material or flesh form with an aura around it, and it is all held together, regulated, and balanced by your chakras. So as you continue to breathe deeply, when you exhale, you are going to exhale out of your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd chakras. Inhale and exhale out the base of your spine where the 1st chakra is, 2 inches below your belly button where your 2nd chakra is, and right behind your stomach where the 3rd chakra is. And another deep breath in, inhale, and exhale out through the 1st chakra where you're releasing survival, where you're releasing energy around how you will take care of your health, your finances, your clothing, your shelter, all that is connected to your being able to thrive. Let go of the energy that has you surviving instead of thriving from the 1st chakra at the base of your spine. And as you inhale again and exhale, release into the violet flame energy from the 2nd chakra, 2 inches below your belly button, and release any sexual energy, be it something that is loving with a partner or energy from the past where you may have been raped or molested. Maybe someone just thought you were sexy and put a lot of flirtatious sexual energy into your space. Let it go out through the 2nd chakra, 2 inches below the belly button. And know that as you continue to breathe deeply and your 1st chakra and 2nd chakras are being cleared and your 3rd, the violet flame gently receives and even pulls out the energy all the way into itself. That violet flame does that so that you don't have to hold on to these unwanted, undesired energies that no longer serve you. So again, as you take a deep breath, also clear out of your 2nd chakra any fear and other feelings of lower vibration that you're ready to let go of. Depression, anger, apathy and lethargy, any jealousy and grief. Whatever the energy is, let it go. And as you continue these deep breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up to your top of your head, exhale out also through the 3rd chakra, releasing that energy behind your stomach where you may have anything that keeps you from being in your full power. So let go of any habits or patterns that you continue to repeat that you know are not best for you. It can even be a pattern as simple as resistance. It can be a pattern or a habit such as an obsessive compulsive pattern or behavior. It may be a form of an addiction to everything from electronics to sex to food or to alcohol, drugs, and so many other things. Whatever it is that keeps you from being in your full power, let that energy go, and the violet flame receives it. And as you continue to take these deep and easy breaths, let go of the energy from your fourth and fifth chakras, the fourth chakra behind your heart, the fifth chakra at the base of your throat, and from your fourth chakra, let go of the energy that would keep you from loving yourself fully, unconditionally, just the way you are. Allow yourself to forgive yourself for anything you may have done, where you may have had guilt associated with it. Let it go. Let go of any energy where you have not forgiven someone or something else as well. Very important. Very good. And as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly, release any lack of self-worth, release any energy where you do not consider yourself to be the divine, perfect spiritual being that you truly are. Just let it go. And release the energy from your fifth chakra behind your throat or at the base of your throat. And let go there of anything that would keep you from communicating clearly and expressing who you are as that divine, perfect spiritual being. So let go of any energy where you may believe that you have not communicated well or that you don't say enough, that maybe you say too much. Let go of any energy that may block your full self-expression and the way of your being a creative being. You are indeed a very creative, dynamic being. So let that go from the fifth chakra at the base of the throat. And continue as you breathe deeply to clear the sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. The seventh chakra on top of your head. And so as you continue to breathe deeply, you are releasing from every single chakra, 1 through 7. But just put your attention on the sixth chakra, where you're letting go of all energy that would have you judging yourself, others, and the world. So let go of judgment. Let go of criticism. Let go of complaint. Know that all energy is perfect in its form and it has its own perfect purpose. Whether you understand what that is or not, it is still perfect in however it presents itself. So let go of your judgment. Let go of any criticism. Let go of what you think is right or wrong. And see from the perspective of divine source that all things are perfect as they are. And as you continue to breathe, release the energy from your seventh chakra on top of your head, and let go of any energy there that would have you doubting or being uncertain about what you know. Let go of needing to analyze, intellectualize, rationalize information and knowledge. You simply need to know or be in the awareness of knowing all that you know, all that the universe has for you. It is a matter of opening to the full awareness. There is a place for thinking, but it is not all the time. So let go of the energy that would keep you from simply just knowing what you know, that would have you in doubt or uncertainty. Very good. Now I want you to continue to breathe deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And we're going to spread your angelic wings. And it means exactly what it sounds like. You have energetic wings made of light that allow you to connect with the cosmos and to help amplify your prayerful desires. So I want you to begin by feeling your spine on the back of the chair. Or if you're not leaning up against anything, just really feel your spine. Put your attention there and connect with it. Notice how there are small buds, small little buds on the end of every vertebrae on both sides, from the top of your spine, just beneath your neck, all the way down to just above your tailbone, your entire spine. And every single vertebrae has little buds on each side of it. And as you continue to breathe easily and deeply, watch as those buds of brilliant golden light begin to grow on both sides. The buds begin to grow as you can see more and more of this beautiful golden light moving out, stretching out easily, effortlessly, gently from your body. And they continue to grow and grow as this light keeps expanding until you notice the pattern of your wings as they keep growing until they are stretched out to at least 3 feet from your body. These beautiful golden light strands all moving together and creating your angelic wings. Continuing to breathe easily now and deeply. With your wings stretched out far, begin to move them up and down and up and down and back and front. Back and front, and move them in any direction that is comfortable for you. This is what's known as feeling your wings. Experience how they feel, what they look like, what they may sound like, experience their magnificence, experience their glory, now, leaving your wings outstretched, I want you to put your attention on the violet flame. And in the flame, envision one of the things that you desire to experience. It can be complete peace and ease. While you're at work or home, perhaps that's what you choose to experience is peace and easiness everywhere you go. It might be having the time to read or get a massage. Maybe you choose to experience moving into a new home that you're very comfortable in, that you can decorate or design in a way that gives you comfort and joy. Maybe it's purchasing a home. Maybe you'd like to experience having more money, finances, or a new relationship. Maybe you'd like to experience unconditional love from others. No matter what you desire to experience, choose and see only one thing that represents that in the violet flame at this moment. See it in as much detail as possible. Don't leave anything out. And just continue to breathe nice and easily, allowing your life force energy to keep moving. And next to the violet flame is a very large door. It's a gold door, and it represents the door to heaven. When you open this door, a glowing bright light shines out at you. It's welcoming to anything and everything that enters into it. And put your attention back on the violet flame, where what you desire to experience is there. See it in even more detail. Fully connect with that desire. See it clearly. Experience the havingness of it. And begin to move your wings up and down, back and front, and as you are moving your wings and your attention is on your desired experience in the violet flame, I want you to use your wings to reach into the violet flame and gently carry your desire essence from the flame closer to you. And as your wings bring this desire essence closer to you out of the flame, say this prayer as you hold on to your desire essence. And repeat out loud after me. I magnify this desire as I deliver it to you. Divine Creator, the source of all manifestation, to take it and deliver it back to me in this physical world. So as you are holding your desire essence in your, with your wings, close to you and close to your heart, the prayer again is, I magnify this desire as I deliver it to you, Divine Creator, the source of all manifestation, to take it and deliver it back to me in this physical world. And now place your desire essence in the shining light inside the golden door to heaven. Just place the desire essence right inside that golden door to heaven in the shining light. And once you do, the door will close. And it will deliver your desire essence with the prayer directly to Divine Creator, where your desire starts to take solid form to be fully manifested into this world for your experience. So watch as the light receives your desire essence and envelops it. The gold door closes, and there's nothing left for you to do with that desire but to let it go. And now completely let it go with that door closed. And allow your angelic light wings to relax. They can relax by your side, or you may keep them outstretched, whichever is most comfortable for you. And again, take those nice, deep, and easy breaths, drawing the breath up all the way through your spine. And exhale. And as you exhale, allow any doubts, uncertainty, or fear about not receiving your desire to be released into the violet flame. And as you keep breathing and breathing, and breathing, release all of the doubt and the uncertainty, the fear, the I hope so. Let it go and be in the full awareness, the knowingness, the heart center that your desire essence, which you just saw in detail, is now being formed to be delivered and manifested to you in this solid world. Your angelic wings will stay relaxed and rested until you are ready to spread them again. When you're in meditation, allow them to expand. It's a great time to feel their full divine essence and enjoy the healing power, the loving exuberance, the overall powerful essence of your wings. They raise the vibration and lighten the energy of what you desire. They are there to remind you, to inspire you, and to motivate you to be your full, divine, perfect, spiritual beingness and self. And at any time you choose to fully experience your glorious self, stretch out your wings and know that that is part of who you are. Now imagine you are surrounded with a great, big, bright, bright, beautiful, pearlescent, golden sun. This sun is huge. It is filled with all the unconditional love, joy, peace, abundance, health, wealth, knowledge, awareness, and full realization and actualization of who you are, all wrapped up in this sun. And absorb this sun as much as you can. Fully absorb it, bringing it closer to you, bringing it inside of you, until you are filled and glowing with this gorgeous sun. The brilliance of the sun is also the brilliance of your pure energy. And connected to your angelic light wings. And I'd like to thank you for being with me during this morning miracle meditation. You may find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. Learn about our different classes, our online course, our various services. And I want to wish all of you a very, very happy holiday, a wonderful, dynamic year. And I will see you and be with you in 2018, the new year. Until then, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.